Yeah, all right.
We'll check the things in your pockets when we get to the crime lab. Let's go.
That spectrograph must be a marvelous machine.
Well, it's worked for us a lot of times. We've got evidence on a suspect that either convicts him or clears him. You'll probably get a kick out of it.
I'd like to see it. You say it tells you everything a person's come in contact with, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Could it tell you how I shave?
Well, how do you mean?
I mean, with an electric razor or a safety razor.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's one of the primary things. I don't know exactly how it works, but it does the job. We'll get Lee Jones to explain it to us.
Out this door. We can cut across the courtyard.
Oh, this is sure nice grounds.
Will they keep me long downtown, Sergeant?
What do you think, Jim? You know, the strange part about these knifings out here...
What's that?
Whoever's responsible probably doesn't even realize what he's doing.
Yeah.
Mentally, he's sick. He's very sick. Best thing for him would be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other sickness, it's not going to get better by itself.
Yeah.
The only trouble is, he's just getting his appetite up with these knifings. Now, if he goes much longer...
How about that spectrograph, Sergeant? Say, for instance, well, if I happen to hold a knife in my hand, or maybe a razor.
Oh, yeah, that'd show on the machine. We go in here?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a terrible thing. Whoever it is. Terrible thing.
Yes, it is. In here, Jim. He's ready to tell us.
Hope so. I expect a girl for him.
All right, son, you want to tell us about it now?
I couldn't help myself. I had to do what I had to. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't study unless I did it. I couldn't help myself.
You're responsible for all the knifings, are you?
You knew, didn't you? Who told you?
You told us, Jim.
I'm glad you caught me. It was getting worse. Might have been too late. I'm glad you caught me.
Why?
Barbara. After the prom tonight,
yeah.
I was going to kill her.
The story you have just heard was true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent.
On December 15th, a hearing was held in Juvenile Court, Department 38, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial.
It's amazing how many long cigarette smokers are changing to extra mild Fatima. Here is the actual report.
From coast to coast, extra mild Fatima has more than doubled its smokers.
Yes, more and more smokers every day are discovering that Fatima is the king-size cigarette that is extra mild.
Extra mild because it contains the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos superbly blended to make it extra mild, to give it a much different, much better flavor and aroma.
Enjoy extra mild Fatima yourself. Best of all long cigarettes.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
Seventeen-year-old James Travers was examined by court psychiatrists who found him to be one of the most dangerous mental cases they had ever examined. The boy's parents, who cooperated to the fullest with the police officers and with the court, made only one request, that the boy be committed to a private sanitarium. James Travers is now under confinement at that sanitarium for an indefinite period of time. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice for Dragnet comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.A. Wharton, Los Angeles Police Department.
Fatima Cigarettes, the best of all long cigarettes, has brought you Dragnet from Los Angeles.
Screen Directors Playhouse presents a Damon Runyon story tomorrow on NBC.
Oakland Art Murmur is a coalition of art and cultural venues dedicated to increasing popular awareness of and participation in the arts in Oakland, with an emphasis on visual art. They promote visual art in Oakland through collective marketing and outreach efforts, and our monthly First Friday events, which are open to the public and attended by hundreds of local and visiting art enthusiasts. The First Friday Art Walk has grown to include street performances, one-night-only art installations, activists raising money and awareness for local social service organizations, and political initiatives. For more information about the Oakland Art Murmur, go online at www.oaklandartmurmur.com.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, Stage Time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah! You got it.
I got it.
Yes, it's Bughouse Square. I got all them things in there where they're like they're supposed to be. It's Bughouse Square. It's Mutiny Radio. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. It's, could be 6:01. It could be whatever you want it to be.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week at Bughouse Square, I got, I bought a couple records. I mean, just I full out bought records. I'll tell you all about it. And I got some flea market finds. I got some, although it's been flea market Sunday, you know, we had Christmas and New Year, so no one. But I did go, and there was one dude, and he was selling records.
Rainy night down in the engine house. Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Sunday sleeping, not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what.
That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. Said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but
but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was bleeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, I was very busy.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
A real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
Sick and tired of your the ism, schism, game, dine, go to heaven in a Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light. What you we gonna stand up for? Right? Yeah, yeah. So you better get up. Get up, stand up, get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, get up, stand up in your name. Ooh, yeah.
That's David Bowie, and I got to tell you something about that song. All right, so I don't go out and buy records much. I mean, I buy records all the time, but I don't buy like brand new records too often, unless it's something, you know, if it's out there. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I do. If it's like a band or something that has a record, I'll buy it. You know, if I like the band, of course. But there's certain times where you just you know the album, and you just want to have it so you could play it anytime, and have it sound really nice. So I'm a fairly large David Bowie fan, and I never had this record, The Man Who Sold the World. So they are reissuing and repressing and selling probably most of his discography. So I got this, and I got Honky Dory coming. I know, it's like, so those are the two I got. I got those two, and I may get his last one. That's when I want to get that. And it's crazy because people are like hoarding these to, you know, because you'll see copies for like $100, like brand new. And it's like, man, I got it for like $16 or something. So what, you know, people are just nutty. So in the future, I think when you want a record of something that's tried and true, I'm sure that will be available at a reasonable price, because it makes sense for the record company and publisher, whoever, to make those available to people to buy, you know, not some CD dude trying to like get over like three times on you. That was, what did I do? The Man Who Sold the World, of course, the title cut, David Bowie. This is Bughouse Square. This is Mutiny Radio at the beautiful corner of 21st and Florida in the Mission. San Francisco, California. I'm right here. We're on the Mission, in the Mission. It's always flat and sometimes sunny. It is. But it's night now. It's winter, and the sun is long gone. And it's a new year. It's 2017. I hope you have had a good one so far. And I have. I'm optimistic, man. I am optimistic. We're having troubles here at the radio station, though, quite frankly, if I have to be honest with you about 2017. We're struggling for dough. We can always use dough. We're trying to get some sponsors. We operate a storefront and radio station and kind of performance space here in San Francisco, and it's getting more and more expensive, and we're really trying to do it. We're thinking of ideas, expanding into different areas, this and the other things, but we still need a revenue stream. So again, GoFundMe, if you got a few bucks, that's great. Let's see. So let's go. Go to mutinyradio.fm, and then you can look at the, there's a great news feed in there, which is good. I like, Will the Stranger. He's got a show, and he also does, quite a bit of the news, feeds in there, stories and whatnot. So check that out. It's, mutinyradio.fm. So look at that, and then you can check out other shows besides this, cause I know you're an avid listener, or you wouldn't be here. So I'm putting that away. Let me see what else. Let me grab these records. Oh yeah, we had Earth, Wind, and Fire. So this is off. I haven't really dipped into this. I got this record, I don't know, I've had it for a long time. I don't think I've played any of it. So that's another thing I'm doing in 2017, is I'm trying to get into more records that I kind of acquire. People give me records, and like I listened to this. We opened up with Les McCann and Eddie Harris. And that was compared to what? That was what we opened up with. But I got a Les McCann record after this, and it's just him, and it's wonderful. And I got it from this very nice lady a genuine soul sister, gave me like her record collection, which is just sweet. I got all this like Isaac Hayes and Les McCann and Aretha Franklin. And it's good. I'm tapping into that. We had Frank Zappa was in there off the Overnight Sensation doing Camarillo Brillo, Flaming Out Along Her Head. Roxy Music was there, Out of the Blue off the what was this record? Dang it. It's like I don't think Country Life, of course. And we had Bob Marley in there, which is just a great cut with Bob Marley. No. Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights. That's just a great, Bob Marley and Peter Tosh all in one. Good song. Let's see. That's it. So, I wanted to keep going. I got so much good music. But I figured I better stop because we got some contributors from the some basement folk. It's this segment that we call Rives from the Basement, because it's no lie, in the basement you're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. Yes, and that it is. Home recordists, any style, any genre. Just has to be recorded where you sleep. If you sleep in a bed, great. It doesn't have to be like in the bed, just like in your house, you know. It's like home recordist. It's not stuff that you go to a recording studio and do. I have no problem with that, but this is home recordist. So this is, hold on, I'm going to dig this up, because when I wait too long, this thing goes to sleep on me. And Sean, didn't you fix that? This is called a one-step program. One-step program. That's a good, that's a good one. So if you dig this, it's on SoundCloud. One-step program. This is called 1 Week Later. Hold on, that's turned up. We're going to do this. We're hoping it works. 1 Week Later from One Step Program.
Chilling out, watching the tube. Try not to think if I can for a minute or two. Eat Cheetos because I got 100 bags or so. Picked it up with a case of soda. I'm living a dream. I can't believe how sweet my afternoon could be. Even if it's just for today. After all, it's Sunday. Got 1,000 channels of bullshit on. If it ain't right, then I wanna be wrong. I've been a little bit lazy, but can you blame me? Working my ass off, not feeling like I might be going crazy. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame me? Working my ass off, not feeling like I might be going crazy. Light in the fridge. 6 days of work and then you rest. Back to it on the very next. Monday's been a motherfucker. I'll be taking my time doing anything. So baby, don't give me no stress. I'm doing my best. Put Magna P eyes on. I need half an hour and then we can talk. I promise. Baby, it's Sunday. I'm hoping we could just chill. We could watch the Twilight Saga if you want to. I'm cool with that, I swear. Hey, I sit right here. I'll keep my mouth shut. After all, it's Sunday. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame me? Working my ass off, not feeling like I might be going crazy. Been a little bit lazy, but can you blame me? Working my ass off, not feeling like I might be going crazy.
Counting
crazy. Little bit lazy. Little bit, can you blame me? Working my ass out.
Tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky.
That's Chet Baker off Chet Baker Sings. Thank you, Irsay, again. That's a friend who gave me his record collection, and that was in it, Chet Baker Sings. that's an old-ass record, and Time After Time is the name of that song. We're going back to the basement. This is Echo Ward by M. Goldsmith. M. Goldsmith, if you dig this, you can go on Bandcamp and look for that. This is Echo Ward's the name of this song, and hopefully it's going to work because we're doing this and the dots are circulating and rotating.
quilt snuggled through a dream night.